Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 4th from Jeremiah 2 through 4. Jeremiah makes a startling pronouncement. The time is coming when men will no longer say, "The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord." It will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. To his contemporaries, Jeremiah's words would have approached a certain level of blasphemy. The Ark was the symbol of God's holy presence among his people. Between and above the cherubim overshadowing the chest was the mercy seat, that invisible point where heaven and earth were joined, where God was presented the prayers and sacrifices of his people, and then poured out his great mercy on the nation. How could any people live without it? Maybe that's the point. The Ark, the mercy seat, the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary, the temple, the altars, were barriers between God and the humanity that he loves. They were necessary to maintain the relationship between a holy God and a sinful people. The sacrifices, the offerings, the ritual cycles of Israelite religion were designed to provide a way for people to have peace with God and prosperity under his care. But God's ultimate aim was to remove the barriers, take away the obstacles, smooth the path, end the sacrifices, to have a direct and life-giving relationship with people. But that could only happen when the once-for-all sacrifice of the Son of God was completed. His body and blood, the guarantee of forgiveness and grace to all who believe him. When that was accomplished on the cross, the barriers between God and human beings fell. The temple veil was torn in two. And so there would be no need for an ark of an old and weak covenant to remain. So when Jeremiah describes the wonders of a distant future, he sees the coming age of truth and love and kindness, of a happy relationship between God and people and people and people. And he describes our living hope in Christ. One big happy world. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more pain, joy unbound. That kept Jeremiah going, even as he also saw the torrent of destruction coming upon all his contemporary world. So should we. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.